Wow, I don't know of an abrupt of a way to transition to our next guest.
I mean, if anything, Longo was going to need to follow this today.
Of all the stuff that we've talked about today.
Yeah, it was a good opening act, talking about you wanted to hook up with a trans woman.
No, I don't want to. I'm just saying that Bailey J is so beautiful that...
That it doesn't matter that she has a unit.
I mean, it matters. She's not a deal breaker.
By the way, this is going to be the first question that Longo sidesteps.
Ladies and gentlemen, my opinion only, no, not my only my opinion, the most famous Ray in Ray history, if there is a player that embodies the Tampa Bay Rays, I would have to say it is our next guest who is good enough to join us after we pimped his restaurant this past week, had delicious food from Ducky's on Kennedy, where we urge you to go every single week, where Monday night, in fact, is hospitality night. Show your pay stub and you get a certain percentage off of the food and drinks.
Yeah, coming up on the 3-year anniversary, right?
It is coming up on the 3-year anniversary of Ducky's, isn't it, Evan Longoria?
It is, yeah. I actually had the radio on right now, too, and I was thinking, man, I probably shouldn't call and interrupt this. You got a pretty good segment going. But I told you I'd call at 5, so here I am.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it very much. How was the offseason for you, and how is spring training looking so far, sir?
Good. The off season was nice. We got married 2 years ago, so it was pretty busy. But this one was nice. Just got to relax at home and watch the kids grow. And so yeah, I'm happy to be back in Port Charlotte. Spring is early. You know, it's too early to tell how things are going. We have our first game today, but I didn't go. And it's spring is long, so you know, we're just getting into the routine now.
Yeah, sure. And baseball is certainly a sport of routines. You mentioned your wife, Jamie. How do you know? Because, I mean, you're obviously a dude who is sought after when it comes to the female persuasion. For some reason, they see something attractive in you. How do you separate? Like, when you meet a Jamie Edmondson, how do you, like, know that she's legit? Do you have a good radar? Do you do, like, research on her? Do you send a private investigator to dig up her past or what?
I mean... Man, you want to know my real philosophy?
Yeah.
It's always been just to put them through about as many embarrassing, just awkward times as I can with my buddies, and if they can kind of stand up to that and, you know, keep hanging out with me and returning my phone calls and texts, then and they kind of get the stamp of approval. And it's really always been about. I've got a great group of friends, and I think actually Gio wasn't there, but he's the manager at Ducky's now, and he's been my best friend since we were 5, and I have 2 other good friends who we've all been real close since we were 7 or 8, and so it's kind of always been about approval from my friends, and really if they can kind of deal with all of our BS and our inside jokes and all of that stuff, then they pass the test. And she was really the only one who, well, I wouldn't say that, but the only one that I cared enough about, to that point, you know, that I kind of put the screws to her, and then she kind of came through at the end. It was a long process. I mean, we dated for about 10 months before we were actually, serious.
Awesome. We're speaking with Evan Longoria. Many consider him to be the Rays' face of the franchise. And you were a little bit irked, I think it's safe to say, at some of the personnel moves, and you made it a little bit public. Was that you just reacting to some frustration? Was it calculated on your part? Do you regret it now? Or is that something where you feel like you've got to let off some steam every once in a while, Evan?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think most of what I say at this point is calculated, at least in the you know, at least in the media. So it wasn't something that that I just, you know, fired off without thinking about. There was probably a couple of other ideas I had first as to what I really wanted to say, but you know, needless to say, I was unhappy because I thought Logan was a big part of our team, and I think that they understood that as well, but. Again, there are some things that that are out of the player's hands, and you know, the business of baseball sometimes you know, supersedes individual feelings. So, but I think that we're going to be okay. You know, it's tough to fill a guy's shoes like that. I mean, he was an impact player for us. Then we got some things to figure out at second base still, but I think we're going to be okay. We just have to figure out, you know, who's going to be there for us. I think we have enough talented players at this point. We just have to put that together this spring.
No doubt. We've got Evan Longoria, Rays third baseman, on with us right now.
Evan, when the Rays make a move like that, do they give you a heads up first, or do you find out about the move like the rest of us?
Well, I probably found out maybe a little bit sooner. Kevin Cash actually called me after it happened, and you know, kind of explained it, and then I text Logan Forsythe, and we kind of cussed at each other via text, you know, what's going on, you know, but and then you know, news broke a little bit after that, but yeah, I'm pretty much a regular when it comes to those sort of things. That's you know, manager and front office stuff.
That's good stuff to know. I mean, they want to keep their franchise player happy, and they know that they're not always going to make moves that you love. But I guess any organization would hope that you'd believe in the bigger picture, which I'm sure you do. Not a lot of people know this, by the way. Evan Longoria's father is of Mexican descent. Do you consider yourself an Hispanic American, Evan?
Is that confirmed?
I don't know. Is it? I was going to ask you. I saw it on Wikipedia, and I thought I did not know this.
Well, I mean, I've actually gotten a letter, I think, from the WBC committee from Mexico to play for them in the WBC. But I don't know. Me and my wife actually talked about it this off season because one of our other friends, funny story, he's a black guy. He kept telling his wife that he had Native American in him, and he did the ancestry.com, you know, spit on the swab thing, and yeah. he got the test back, and he had no Native American in it. I don't know. Maybe I do have Mexican. I'm not going to say that I don't. I mean, I will say Mexican food is my favorite food. And
close enough.
And half of our workers in the kitchen are actually all of our workers in the kitchen are Mexican at Ducky's, and they can cook and they work. So there's nothing wrong with Mexicans, and I would be happy to say that I have some Mexican blood if it was in there.
Damn right. We've got Evan Longoria on, third baseman for the Tampa Bay Rays. Seth?
Evan, what do you think about these new rules MLB's trying to come up with to speed up the game?
I don't know. What rules are they coming up with?
Was it the intentional walk thing? Now you can just like push a button and you automatically yeah. intentionally walk a batter instead of actually having to do it?
Yeah, that's I don't think that those things will ever make it through the committee that we have, the committee that the Players Association has. Because those, I mean, the commissioner's office does have some, you know, they can, in essence, sign an executive order on some things. You know, they can just implement certain things, but something like that, I don't think that they would just be able to implement, and especially that rule, that would really change the game. Because there was probably a few games last year that were decided on intentional walks. You know, I know that we had one game where we were trying to intentional walk a guy, and it didn't cost us the game, but we were trying to intentionally walk a guy from the Yankees, and our pitcher threw the pitch over the plate, and the guy almost hit it out of the ballpark. So, it's although it's a very, you know, elementary act, it's something that, you know, even major league pitchers have trouble doing, and it has implications to change the game. So some of the rule changes, you know, may happen if they don't have a tremendous impact on the way that the game is played, but otherwise I don't see those things happening unless there's, you know, it goes through a committee vote by actual players or former players.
Yeah, Evan, is there a way to speed up baseball, or is it just one of those things you have to accept, like golf? Like when you go out to play around a golf or watch golf on TV, you just accept the fact that it's going to take you 4, 5, 6 hours. Is it the same thing with baseball, that we're trying to pare it down to like a 2-hour and 40-minute game as opposed to 3 hours?
Yeah, I mean, I've actually never thought about it that way, but you know, golf might be golf might be a good example, because you know, if you look back, you know, to the early 1900s or whatever, you know, golf, round of golf on the PGA Tour might have been, you know, 2.5 hours, but that may have been because there was nobody on the course. You know, there may have been because there was only, you know, 10 guys out there playing. You know, there was no TV cameras, there was nobody, you know, waiting on the next tee. There's a lot of factors that go into why the game has gotten longer, and really, if you wanted to shorten the game, really. I mean, half of it is advertising and, yeah, you know, product placement and all that stuff. I mean, that probably lends to, you know, a good majority of why the game has gotten longer. But it's in baseball, I think that if you ask the average fan, well, I shouldn't say the average fan, I would say the avid fan, the people that, you know, really appreciate the way that the game is played, they don't mind that the game has gotten a little longer, especially if you're going to a baseball game. What's the difference if you're there for, you know, 3 hours or 3.5 hours?
Exactly.
You
know,
you're out of the house and you're there to enjoy the game and, you know, be with whoever you're with and take it in. So,
yeah,
I don't think it makes a difference.
That's a good point. And as long as you leave in the eighth inning to beat all that traffic out of the trop, then I think you're good to go. But that's just from a fan's perspective who hates traffic.
I always leave early at every sporting event I go to. It's funny because I know that. It's like people are going to start leaving when this game's over. Every time we go to a hockey game, unless it's a tie game or an overtime game, obviously, but if they're winning or losing late, I'm heading for the door.
Dude, so. You and me both. I got no time to sit in that friggin' traffic afterwards. I can shave 2 hours off, and I'm like yelling to the players, like, "Sorry." So you don't give a damn as a player, right? You're sitting at third base. You don't care if Joe Sixpack and his kid want to get out of there a little early and beat the traffic, right?
No. I mean, I don't even notice when people are leaving. I mean, you know, even if there's not that many people in there, you know, whether it's full or not, you know, beat the traffic by all means if you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not telling Evan that you leave during the second period of Lightning playoff games.
Hey, look.
After you eat your free food.
Yeah. Look. They make that clubs for that it's all inclusive with food. They should expect me to pig out. And then in the middle of the second period, I can go home and watch the third period on television. I'm sure Evan can relate as a busy dad who's got a lot of things to do.
You gotta leave when you gotta leave. I'm not gonna hate on that. Some people just got things to do.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us, Evan. I really appreciate it. Now you're at Ducky's quite a bit. You're a hands-on kind of guy. You like to see the people there having a good time. Are you able to kind of sneak in there sometimes and just do a little quick, "Hey, how's everybody doing?" Or when you go in, is it a huge event and you're kind of mobbed every time you go?
I wish I was in there more, actually. It's kind of tough because I live on the St. Pete side, so I try to get over there, I don't know, maybe once a month during the season. But you know, like I said, Gio, my buddy, is the manager, and he does a great job, so it gives me, you know, peace of mind to know that he's running it. But when I go in there, I go in there to interact with the people that are in there. I always felt like, you know, if I was going into, you know, Michael Jordan's restaurant in Chicago or, you know, somebody else in whatever big city it was, you know, I'd want to think that there's a possibility that I could see that person in there.
Sure.
And so I never really shy away from, saying hello to people or, you know, taking a picture or signing an autograph or whatever. Yeah. I actually was listening to your guys' talk about the Marshawn Lynch thing the other day, and I thought it was funny. So,
dudes take a picture with dudes? Or is that a go? Like, are dudes allowed to come up and take a picture with you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Sometimes it's a little bit awkward. And the worst thing is when you've signed an autograph, you know, you've signed an autograph for an older dude, and then, you know, 20 minutes later he comes up and tries to ask you for the photo on top of it. And that, you know, that's when it gets a little awkward. Is, sure, you know, that person already has an autograph and they're trying to get the picture, you know, to authenticate the autograph. And but other than that, I mean, you know, whatever. I was actually listening to a podcast the other day, and this guy's telling a story about Muhammad Ali, and they were late for a plane and they were going to miss it, but Muhammad Ali stopped to take a picture with this random person in the airport, and he basically said, you know, that might be the only time, it will probably be the only time that person ever has a chance to meet me and take a picture with me. So I thought that was kind of insightful, and really, you know, a lot of times these people aren't going to have another chance to get that close, and if they want to take a picture with me, then that's I'm kind of honored.
You know, the takeaway from this interview is Evan Longoria thinks he is the Michael Jordan and Muhammad Ali of Tampa Bay. I love it.
you gotta aspire to be somebody, right?
And those are definitely two of the greatest of all time. Well, listen, man, I know you're a busy time of year for you. I appreciate you making good on your promise to come on the show. I hope that it's been pleasant for you. And anytime you need us to pimp something, and you can tell Jamie anytime they've got the Rays wives collecting pet food and all that stuff. I know she loves stuff like that. We're always happy to help, dude.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. Good luck this season, Evan.
All right. Thank you.
You got it. Bye. Listens to the show?
Dude, that's your friend.
I mean,
you guys are friends now.
I mean, you know, it's a one-sided friendship. I like I said earlier, I consider him a friend. He doesn't have to consider me a friend.
What if he says, "Hey, I really like the interview. Yeah. Come hang out with me in Port Charlotte tonight."
He's not going
to. Well, I mean, it's probably about an hour and a half away.
Right, but he's not going
to
say.
But
that.
If he said, "Let's hang out tonight," would you drive out to Port Charlotte?
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't it be rude not to? Like, I mean, it'd be rude not to if he said, "Yeah,
Well. In the beginning of the interview, we'd ask him how he hooked up with his wife.
Yeah.
He said he had a group of friends.
Yeah.
She had to pass the test.
Yeah, and I'm clearly one of them. His friend Gio, who runs a restaurant for him. There's his friend Drew he talks to on the radio. We're pretty much buddies in my mind.